Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady. So excited to be here with you. I know it's been a little quiet on the airwaves. Things have been going, you know, sickness, craziness for my family around here. Lots of remodeling of the mind and remodeling of the body as I get ready to take on some amazing things. But the topic for today is all about what is the Love Uplifted lifestyle? I want to share it with you. I know that at this point, you know who I am as a Love Uplifted Lady. I literally live this, like being and going out and seeing what the world needs in love. I've been empowered to do that. You know, I'm finally stepping into loving that title and not feeling like I have to, you know, cloud behind it or have a full length description and biograph beside it for people to understand what it means. I live it. It has become my normalcy to be love uplifted. And I want to give that in such an amazing way. For me, the Love Uplifted lifestyle and what the concept came from for me is really my brand name as being the Love Uplifted Ladies. What I was going out there and giving, people were receiving it. You know, and when I started looking at the places, even in my community where I run at, where people were getting up and going outside and running and walking more because they saw me do it for 10 years straight, you're making a difference. You know, and this is part of it, is really helping anyone that comes into my trajectory, whether it's now, whether it's the mini sessions, whether it's full spectrum or full immersion, no matter what it is that you're coming to me for, I want you to know that your time has got to be dedicated in you getting true change. It is not for you to continuously be pulled into other methods and other modes of doing things. It's to find creative focus and who you are going to be, what your goals are, what you want to accomplish, what you want for your family, what you want for your spiritual. So my very first knockout system is the 4-week full spectrum athletic mindset. I will tell you this, if you do not have the mindset to take you through any and every obstacle in your way, you stop being a dreamer, you stop being a goal setter, and you stop wanting to find the champion in you, because it becomes so hard to stay focused. It becomes so hard to keep finding that mean for self-determination. It can become very hard to just get up every day and just dag on, love yourself. And that is a very huge part of it is, you know, do you have support right now? If you do have support, do you know how to utilize it? Are you using yourself up so much that you have nothing left to give you? I want to help you reverse those roles. And the athletic mindset has helped me numerous times, more than you can think of. I would say the first and the biggest thing when I was reflecting back on building this system and what I really wanted is I looked at what got me through life's toughest parts. And I've got a lot of tough parts that I'll share with you as we get further into this. But my toughest area was being left with a huge decision. So much in life, we're left with those huge, like low hanging ceilings, like you feel like the whole entire world is going to crash on top of you, feelings or situations. And mine was really having to choose. As I sat there, I can almost remember the day, you know, if you, the dew, it was about a 2% dew outside. It was 170 degrees on the inside of my body because I was super scared. But outside, I can still remember that cool breeze of going to the mailbox at 15 and a half years old, pulling out of that mailbox an amazing letter that was offering for me to come and run to represent the United States in Australia. Y'all, I will share this picture below because I think it is so important and imperative for you to see how we can make some really different decisions. And at the same day that I found out I was getting ready to go and run to eventually be an Olympic athlete, because that's where my trajectory was, I found out I was pregnant. Now, it doesn't matter what happened. We know birds and bees and all those great things. But life stopped for me in that moment, and I had to choose what worked for me. And that's what I'll tell you with this story before I go any deeper, is this story is what worked for me. So if in case in point you're listening to this and you've had to have or make that tough decision that took you somewhere else in your life, I applaud you for the decisions that you've made. And I applaud myself in this one because I used my athletic mindset for the first time. I sat there and I thought about what was the chance of me making it as an Olympic athlete. Chances are still slim to none, no matter how much work you put in, no matter how many 5-hour practices I did, how many, you know, most valuable runner awards I got, that was still there. That was a huge setback, that it's still me against the entire world of another set of thousands of other athletes. And then I got the one chance to be one person's mom. And that became more important to me, really changing my life, really getting my nutrition back in gear, deciding that I could no longer be bulimic and anorexic, because it would change how my child would grow up and I would be stealing from her if I did that. I chose to live Olympically, though I couldn't go to the Olympics right there, and I chose to have my daughter. I would say I chose life for her. It gave me life. And as I sat there all of those days, you know, whether it was through turmoil, whether it was through abuse, even verbal and mental abuse started before the physical and the sexual even came to place with my ex or with her father, so to speak. It was always about finding the next goal, finding the next challenge, finding the next day sometimes during the deep depressions to just get the heck up, to just get up and smile with my kids, to literally live uplifted. And I will tell you, every single moment from the day that she's gotten into this world has been me finding ways to break down 4 weeks. Can I just find a goal? Can I just figure out how to make it happen? Be a goal setter, be a mind remodeler, and be the guide and the lifestyle spotter that I need. And I did it. Oh my gosh, I did it time and time again. I did it when I left the person that was giving me the worst style of contribution of love that I've ever received. I did that, man, and it felt amazing. Not at the time it didn't. At the time it felt soul crushing, like the worst thing in the world that could ever happen. How could I ever move on? But in 4 weeks, I figured out how to get this brain to make some change. And I wanna help you do that. And I'm sorry that I'm getting riled up, but I'm preaching because I wanna teach you something. I wanna take you to a place that you haven't been. I wanna pull you out of areas that you've been sitting in for way too long. Part of being a love uplifted lady is I wanna give you what I feel every day. I wanna give you what I feel when I have the hardest and the worst PTSD nightmares possible. I get up with a smile on my face. I've learned how to make every single obstacle in my life a hurdle. So when I look back at it and I see it as a teachable moment, it is just that. It's something that taught me how to stand up and put my chin up, which in turn helps me go around and teach you how to do the same thing. And then you create that domino effect within your family and your friendship, and mostly within the love that you give yourself to keep fighting no matter what it is. I'm going up now against my biggest goal of doing a 50 miler. It is going to be tough. It is going to be rough. And it's not the fact that I'm stepping out here to do it for, you know, personal greatness. I'm doing it because I've never done it. And I want to know what is on the other side of this endurance. What is on the other side of this goal that I'll find? What is my teachable moment over all the obstacles and all of the pain that it's going to take to show up? And it takes a lot of practice. And in this mindset, I'm going 15 weeks into my 50 miler, but I knew within 4 weeks that I wanted to create this goal, that I knew what I was going to do to make it happen, and that even if I had months to get it done, the mindset took 4 weeks to create. And now I can't imagine a life, unless God moves it away, which he's done before through various different things, why I would go away from that goal. Even when the tough gets hard, you don't have to get hard in your heart. And that's what I want to allow you to do. No matter what the pressures you may feel are against you, I want you to be able to live a love uplifted lifestyle. And the athletic mindset is going to help you do just that. It's going to help you look at every single goal you have in your life, grab this checklist out, take a look at who you are from the inside out when you're looking at these goals, not who you are right now, but who you plan on being. If you don't love who you are today while you're making the change, you won't love yourself through the challenges that it takes for you to really get there. You know, as I listen to so many different prophets and I've seen so many different coaches and I've been in the likes and holding hands with the people that I'm changing lives of more than a thousands at a time, I can see that the same thing is the same, that if our mindset precedes our destiny, we get nowhere. We're sitting in a car with the whole entire car turned on, cranked up in gear with the parking brake on. We get nowhere. And if you try, you are running and rearing your engine. You're breaking those brakes down. And I want you ladies to get some darn new brake pads on. Get running a race that you know you can finish. And find out that every single goal that you set up, if you set up with a 4-week full spectrum immersion of an athletic mindset, that you will obtain success. And I believe that for you. I believe it for me. When I look back, I have at the age of 31 been attested to, have gone through, have been triumphed, have been pulled down, have been crushed, have soared, all of these things. And I remain who I am on the inside. And I want to help you find who is that true person? Where is that driven mindset? How do you show up every day like the athlete that you are? Because each and every one of us is. Whether fitness is the thing that you're trying for, maybe you haven't even gotten on the ground in the last 4 to 5 years. When you get on that ground, when you start making changes to bend that leg a little bit more, to get up against against your wall and do a wall sit, to maybe go over here and do some stretching, you have become the athlete. You're creating the change. If your problem is in nutrition, maybe you don't know where to start. Maybe you have the shopping list, but it's hard for you to figure out where to go with it. Maybe you have support at home, but you're afraid to ask them to come into your realm. I want to help you do that. If it is your problem with past pains, because I'm telling you, y'all, I can relate to you there 100-fold. In 31 years, I've discovered more pain in my life. And when I looked at it, I said, wow, he gave the most crushing things to the people that were going to crush it at life. So know that even with the things you've been through, it doesn't make you who you are, honey, and not at all. It makes you someone that needs to get out there and share the goodness of where your life is now. Because if you're listening to this, your life is in a place where you can be positive. You're listening to positivity. I want it in your life. I know that you want it in your life. And in order for you to succeed at it, you've got to be willing to take the first step. So my question is right now, are you willing to take the first step at setting goals, at knowing who you are, and knowing that from March the 3rd, if this is your first group that you start with, that from that group of ladies and from that spotting style guide nature that I like to give, that you're gonna make changes, and you're gonna make changes because you show up. You're not gonna make changes because I'm here. Because when you click buy, when you decide to set up and fill out that questionnaire, you're stepping into something that can make a change in your life. But you've gotta believe it, because I believe in each and every person that sits in front of me. Long before I started this mindset change, I sat in front of hundreds of ladies that wanted the same thing, but didn't quite have the mindset, and were thrown way too many things, too many arrows, too many bullseyes to try to shoot at, and still be successful. And with that, I want to have you maybe crank it down a couple notches and come be loved on. Come find a love uplifted lifestyle. Get the athletic mindset that is going to make you a pro at absolutely anything that you walk up against, because I believe in you and I'm ready for you to believe in you. And I want to see love uplifted people all over the world. And I want to know that you know that not only can you guide you when you get to this place where you can do it, but that you can guide others, because a life without love is a life that's not lifted. And I'm only giving people what they need in love, and that's a love uplifted life, and that's one that's God created for me, and he's given me the vision to be able to help you create it for you. And I want to meet you all the way there. I want to hold your hand from the time that you set those blocks up at that starting line, hold it through the entire run, and hit you to the finish line, and be standing there beside you raising your arms up, because you are a champion at every single thing that you felt like you might have failed at so far. I'm telling you, it is time for you to raise up. It's time for you to decide that you want to take change, and that you're going to take the challenges that come along with it. You are ready for full spectrum success, and athletic mind is going to take you there. Have an absolutely amazing, fabtabulous Friday, and go out there and make it great. It's your choice, but you've got to decide to take it on. Have a great one. Go out there and get your love uplifted lifestyle. It's out there for you. You just got to be willing to go get it. Huh?